We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that the Democrats have taken over Congress, the feminists are talking about resurrecting the Equal Rights Amendment, known as ERA. One of them said this would be a great way to commemorate the elevation of Nancy Pelosi as the first woman Speaker of the House. That's a terrible idea. The purpose of the United States Constitution is not to honor people you admire, but to set forth the rights of the American people and the limitations we place on government. The ERA states, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Now, please note, the ERA does not use the word woman. It uses the word sex. It is clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that the biggest effect of ERA would be to put same-sex marriage into the U.S. Constitution. If a man and a man are refused a marriage license, that would be denying a right on account of sex, a violation of ERA. It's also totally clear from the passage of 27 state marriage constitutional amendments that the American people do not want same-sex marriage to be legalized, much less constitutionalized. The feminists are whining that women are paid only 77 cents to every dollar paid to men. That's a complete lie. It is already illegal for a company to pay a woman 77 cents and a man a dollar for the same work. Equal pay for equal work has been the law of our land for 40 years. The 77 cent versus a dollar figure refers to the average pay of all women versus the average pay of all men. And that figure includes women like me, who spent 25 years as a full-time homemaker raising my 6 children without any paid salary, so I will never earn in the labor force what can be earned by a man or woman who spends a lifetime in the labor force. In 1982, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the Equal Rights Amendment dead, and that's where it should stay, dead and buried.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why is abbreviated such a long word? Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, I'm not even sure I know what a bank card is. Jeff, do you have a bank card?
Can you define a bank card?
I don't know. No. I have a story about a drunk German that used his bank card. It's kind of an interesting story. I like it because he rode his horse into the bank. Use a bank card apparently lets you into the bank. I don't know. It says here a drunk German rode into a bank foyer on his horse to sleep for the night. You know, I've seen people get too drunk to drive, but I can't imagine being too drunk to stay on your horse, you know? I mean, that's going pretty far. But he decided he wasn't going to ride home, so old Wolfgang Heinrich from the German town of Weissenburg had been riding his Haflinger horse when he stopped to have a drink with his friends. Well, he had probably just had one drink, but, you know, they make them in great big quart fruit jars over there. And anyway, when he left the pub, he realized he was too drunk to ride all the way home. And because it was cold, he decided to use his bank card to open up a nearby bank foyer and take himself and his horse inside to sleep. Heinrich and his horse were found in the early hours of the morning by a local man who came to the bank to take out some money. It was a bit of a shock, he said, to find a man and his horse asleep. I bet the horse wasn't asleep. It says here it was. The man and the horse asleep in the foyer of the bank. I rang the police straight away. Now, why would the guy call the cops? He wasn't hurting anything in there. I've got a picture of him here. They they took a picture of the horse. Pretty little old Haflinger horse, although they're not my favorite horses because they're neither saddle horses nor ponies nor horses or... They're kind of nondescript little things. They're little draft ponies is what they are. But anyhow, that's what he had. And this guy called the police. Heinrich was just left off with a warning, and he rode his horse home. But why call the cops? I mean, he could have woke the guy up and said, hey, I think it's daylight's a-coming. You got to go home. Anyway, some people think that, you know, they do. Okay, so much for that. I thought I'd throw that in for whatever it's worth, just like this next story. And, gee, I should have tried to call GB this morning because he could have helped me with this story. Every time I've gotten in real trouble on the air, it's been with GB Oliver, the third of Paragon Foundation. And I don't have him to back me up today. But I have gotten in trouble a few times by telling cat stories. And this happened a week ago, but we just had so much more important things to talk about that I'm just now getting around to it. But I sent this to a couple of my severest critics that love cats. and got some smart answers back from them, and I'll share some of this with you. As you probably know, cats are just not my favorite people. I have no love for cats because cats have no love for me. I grew up raising fancy birds. I always had fancy pigeons, fantail pigeons, and fancy pigeons. The cats always killed them. I had fancy goldfish. My grandfather had fancy goldfish. The cats killed them. Cats will fish them right out of the lily pool. And everything I ever had that I really liked, the cats killed. So, and my dog never did bother these things. You can teach a dog not to do this, but cats are different. Anyway, this fellow was a renowned cat veterinarian. Now, don't send me emails about how hard-hearted I am. I feel sorry for the guy. He's dead. And a cat killed him. He's a renowned cat veterinarian and beloved Cornell University professor, James Richards. He died last Tuesday from injuries suffered in a motorcycle accident that occurred on Sunday. Richards, the director of Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine's Feline Health Center. He was thrown from his motorcycle while traveling west on Route 221, southeastern Cortland County, when he attempted to avoid a cat in the road. A former president of the American Association of Feline Practitioners and author of the Complete Guide to Cats, Richards was an authority on vaccination protocols for cats. Richard joined the Cornell veterinary staff in 1991 as assistant director of the Feline Health Center and was named director in 1997. Richard's colleagues weren't surprised that a man who dedicated a good portion of his life to improving the lives of cats put such effort into avoiding a cat in the road. Now, I sent this to one of my severe critics who became very upset with me one time at a public speaking where I was, and I told a cat story. And I won't tell you who this is, but her initials are Joyce Morrison. We're good friends. But anyway, I sent her the cat story about Richards dying Thursday from injuries suffered from a motorcycle accident when he was trying to avoid a cat. And she emailed me this. She said, "I'm sitting here trying to come back with a smart answer. And what can I say? I'm so sorry about the man. He had to be a very sensitive, kind man to specialize in these very special pets. Gary, who is her husband, is much nicer since he learned to like cats. He says they are like little women in fur coats. He can credit liking cats over dogs because he said cats have saved his life. I think it happened when I told him, 'If your dog gets my cats, you're a dead man.' Therefore, the cat saved his life. He says this vet probably had a special prophetic ability. He no doubt at some time said, 'These cats will be the death of me.' Sorry, but that's the best I could do. Love, Joyce." We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else?
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. That was on April the 27th, which was just a little over a week ago, that I talked about these vitamin supplements, herbal supplements, holistic medicines of different kinds, and how the FDA wants to control all of this. And we had until April the 30th, I believe, the last day in April, to call. You can't call. You had to write or send an email to the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, saying whether you like that idea or not. And I made the comment at that time, thank you, Beth, that several other countries already have this in effect. And I said, right now, you cannot buy vitamins and minerals, etc., in European countries because of the Codex Alimentarius that they have signed on to, and we have signed on to the same blasted thing, okay? Now, I've received a couple of emails, and let me explain this, if I may. This came from he doesn't say what state, from what country. My name is Lance. I am an American citizen living in Europe. Been there many years. I often listen to your show on the internet in between the Power Hour and Alex Jones. I must correct you and your colleagues on your mistaken facts about the vitamin situation in Europe. There is absolutely no problem in purchasing vitamin compounds, multivitamin tablets, fish oils, herbs, health products, and all other similar products. These can be purchased in any supermarket, drugstore, pharmacy in all countries. They come in any and all sizes and doses from small to mega. You can take your pick. There is usually an entire aisle in most supermarkets just devoted to vitamins, minerals, herb oils, and the like. This is the way it is here. Okay, then I received another one about the same time. Both of these came over that weekend. You mentioned that one already cannot buy vitamins or supplements in Europe. I am of German origin, and about 4 years ago, I visited my mother and my sibling over there, and during that time purchased supplements over the counter. Since things can easily change in 4 years, I called my mother this morning, and she confirmed that one can still buy all vitamins and supplements over the counter. They can be bought in the supermarket or in the drugstore without prescription. Over the weekend, I also went to Google de Deutschland to see what's available, and there, too, same as here in the U.S., one can buy anything online in Germany. Now, since then, I have done considerable research on this, because that's not the story that I got. And my story comes from fairly reliable sources, but I'm sure these two people know what they're talking about. Okay, I have an article coming out in the May issue. It's titled, "The FDA Promotes a Long, Unhealthy Life." And when we come back, I'll tell you what I think is happening here. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before...
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Now we have returned talking about this FDA promoting a long, unhealthy life. It looks like that's exactly what FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is trying to do here. They want to push profits for the pharmaceutical industry. The more natural health products that people use, the fewer pharmaceutical drugs they're going to need. And millions of people are turning away from the pharmaceutical drugs and the MD-type professional people and going to the health food stores, and they're staying healthier. And, of course, the pharmaceutical companies know that this is diminishing their profits. In fact, over $5 billion a year is spent right here in the United States on supplemental foods. And by foods, we're talking about vitamins, minerals, herbs, and this sort of thing. Now, we know that we, through signing on to the CAFTA, that's the Central America Free Trade, whatever it is, CFTA, the Codex Alimentarius is involved in there. It's written in there. So we have joined it. I am sure that they have joined the same thing in the European Union. Now, to do a little more studying on this, you will find that Codex will go into global effect December the 31st, 2009. So we have at least 2 years before this takes place. So I'm not disagreeing at all with my listeners that live overseas or that have friends overseas. I know they know what they're talking about. Let's see what happens on December the 31st, 2009, to see if these same vitamins, minerals, supplements, herbs, etc. are available in Europe. Now, there are groups here in the United States that are doing everything they can to get this thing stopped in the United States. Although it is part of the Codex Alimentarius, if you want to really check that out, you can get on the website. You can get the same information I have here. Codex is C-O-D-E-X. Alimentarius is A-L-I-M-E-N-T-A-R-I-U-S. And it explains the whole shooting match. You can really get more than you want to know about this. This is how we've gotten what we have received on it, along with WorldNetDaily.com that came up with the original story. But I've been talking about this since way back, at least a couple of years ago. As we mentioned one day last week, if the FDA gets its way, just growing garden herbs would make you a drug distributor or drug dealer. You wouldn't be able to use medical devices such as massage machines and this sort of thing. Vegetable juice would be regulated as a drug. It even mentions that in the FDA, what was that? I can't remember what they called it, the FDA something another. But here it is, wording from the FDA plans. If a person decides to produce and sell raw vegetable juice or use in juice therapy to promote optimal health, if the juice therapy is intended for use as part of a disease treatment regimen, the vegetable juice would also be subject to regulation as a drug. Now, this is what's in the minds of these people. Anyway, the comment period on that was to end April the 30th. There's been so much hullabaloo raised about this that they've changed the comment period from April the 30th to May the 29th. So we now have most of the month of May left in order to comment on this. Now, whether those comments do any good or not, in the past they don't seem to. When we want to comment on particular things, Congress and the FDA and the government officials say, you know, forget about what the people want. It's full speed ahead. But anyway, here's what it's on the FDA's website. The FDA gathers public comments via traditional mail, the approved electronic form online or in person. Now, I don't know how you're going to get to these people in person because they don't tell you how, and then they say that you can't. Phone calls are not accepted. It says that right here. Phone calls are not accepted. So if you want to comment on this, you have to send, and here's the address. I'll repeat it one time and one time only. I'll go very, very slow. I remember back years ago we had the Truth and Consequences, and they'd give a tongue twister, and they would say, "You can repeat this. I'm going to read it one time and one time only." And then the other person had to repeat it. So here it goes. The comments can be sent to Dockets Management Branch of the Food and Drug Administration. Now, that part, you know, you've got that. Okay. It's room 1061, room 1061. Then the address is 5630 Fishers Lane, F-I-S-H-E-R-S Lane, 5630 Fishers Lane, Rockville, Maryland, spelled just like it sounds. And then the zippy code there is 20852. That's 20852. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Prices. Gold closed in New York down $1.20 to $672.60 an ounce. Silver added 2 cents to $13.23 an ounce. Traders found value hunting around the 670 to 672 area. There's never been a more important time to diversify a minimum of 5 to 10% of your portfolio into gold to hedge ongoing market risks and for peace of mind, said Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses 7 major forces driving gold, 4 types of gold worth owning, and 6 steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. Now, that's May the 5th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's looking for 800 head, and early consignments include a string of 100 black and black baldy September calvers. They're bred to Angus and Hereford bulls that Rogers Farms are bringing in. Gary Theriot will be selling 56 fancy Angus, 37 or 3-year-olds, 30 head half calves by their sides. John Franklin will be in with 50 head of black and black baldy cow-calf pairs. John Sullivan will be in with 20 pairs. Tim Walters has consigned 25 red and red white-faced cows with nice babies by their sides. Other consigners include John Edwards and Smith Farms. By the way, Charles Emberton will be in with 10 registered Angus yearling bulls. Now, that's for the May 5th sale coming up this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement, first made national headlines with the tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. Parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914 when the economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Today's parity prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 60% below parity. AAM is pushing government announcements to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says married men live longer than single men do, but married men are a lot more willing to die, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, I think I talked about this about a week ago. I'm not sure. I can't remember, but it was the Day of Silence. The Day of Silence was held in public schools around over the nation, in some public schools. I don't know if they held them in all public schools or not, but they were supposed to. And a Day of Silence had to do with the homosexual agenda, and no one was supposed to speak during this particular day, because if you remain silent, then that was good for the homosexuals or whatever. Now, in one particular school, the San Juan Unified School District in California, they started expelling kids that came to school and would either not be silent or wear T-shirts with comments on them. Now, the T-shirts, the ones that I have seen, I, of course, I was not there, but I see pictures of all this, are all biblical quotes. Now, I don't know how many kids have been expelled over this, but it's up in the hundreds. Now, just today, I received another email saying that seven, and this is a WorldNet Daily article, at least another 75 students have been suspended from school in California for wearing shirts that express their biblically-based opposition to homosexuality. The district says those quotations aren't necessarily acceptable just because they are from God's Word. In other words, God doesn't know what he's talking about, and they shouldn't be putting his word on their T-shirts, okay? The superintendent there, and he has a biblical name, by the way. His name is Stephen, and you know who Stephen was in the New Testament? Enoch, E-N-O-C-H, and you know who Enoch was in the Old Testament, okay? So, anyway, he is a superintendent there at the San Juan Unified School District. And he made the comment about, hey, you know, those quotations aren't acceptable just because they're God's word. Now, in the meantime, the Pacific Justice Institute is working on behalf of the students. They started suspending these kids April the 18th when they had this day of silence. And they say by now hundreds of students have been suspended because they wore T-shirts proclaiming the Bible's condemnation of homosexuality. In San Juan now, in the San Juan School District in California, another 50 students were suspended on Monday for wearing the T-shirts. They were reported that several dozen more were punished yesterday. Approximately 25 more students have been suspended for expressing their religious beliefs on campus. The school superintendent said, just because something comes from the Bible doesn't make it carte blanche to be accepted in the schools. The students have been wearing T-shirts proclaiming that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. They also wore, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Now, it's all right for the schools to wear, for the students at this school to wear, I'm gay on a T-shirt, but no Bible quote, okay? Now, this falls right in line with another story that I just happened to have here about H.R. 1592. This bill could be voted upon today in Washington. It's the hate crime bill. And I have a poster here that they have posted around. It's a picture of, it's a pencil drawing of Jesus wearing the crown of thorns, and a sign saying, wanted for violation of the proposed hate crime law in his teachings and in his book, the Bible. Jesus Christ, also known as the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Son of God. And it goes on and tells, it's written up just like a wanted poster in the post office would be. Now, last week, the House Judiciary Committee, pushed by the homosexual groups, passed what they called the Thought Crimes Bill. Now, that's what they're calling it there in Washington. That's not its name. The name is the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. But this bill is not about hate. It's not about crime. It's not about prevention of hate and crime. It's about outlawing speech. And it's very simple to see what's in this thing. In fact, England, Sweden, Canada, and Philadelphia here in the United States have laws already whereby people have been prosecuted for proclaiming Christianity and for proclaiming the scriptures of the Bible as true. In Philadelphia, Arlene Elshinsway, she's 75 years old. She was threatened with 47 years in prison. And all she did was hold up a sign saying, truth is hate to those who hate the truth. She held up the sign, was hauled off, jailed, etc. We talked about the, was there 7 or 11 in Philadelphia? Jeff, can you remember Well, it doesn't make any difference. But in Philadelphia, they had the Gay Day Parade or whatever it was, and there were people there just carrying signs like this 75-year-old lady was, and they were hauled off to jail and went to court over the thing. Now, the best I can remember, it turned out all right. They none of them got any time or they weren't convicted. But nevertheless, with this bill, that makes it a law, all right? Anyhow, this is all about getting the federal government to promote homosexuality as a civil right. Now, Reverend Ted Pike, he heads up the National Prayer Network. He says not only do pro-hate bill Democrats have 34 more votes than Republicans. Now, they're voting on this today, the way I understand. Isn't that what you checked on it, didn't you, Jeff? And Jeff shaking his head, yes, you can't see him do that, but he does. I think they're voting on this thing today. But the Democrats have 35 more votes than the Republicans, but several dozen Republicans are committed to vote also on this thing. In the Senate, the pro-hate bill forces may have as many as 65 votes, more than the 60 necessary to win. This includes about 14 Republicans. But if six Republicans can be convinced to not support the bill, then it won't pass. But this is a touch-and-go thing, and apparently it could very easily get passed today. To strip the nation of religious freedom and the ability to preach the gospel from our church pulpits. And as we said, in Canada, they already have preachers in jail because they are preaching biblical scriptures. And the bill that's being voted on today is H.R. 1592. So throw that in for whatever it's worth. It seemed like there was something else here, but maybe that was it. Okay. Anyhow, it's all right. It's not all right to say anything scriptural in public places, or I guess with this, any place, whether it's public or not. In the meantime, though, the Kansas City International Airport has added several foot-washing basins in their restrooms, and that's to accommodate a growing number of Muslim taxicab drivers. They say they have to have the facilities to prepare for daily Islamic prayer. They do this five times a day that they pray, and they have to do some bathing each time they do this. Why are we constructing places for worship for them inside our airport, somebody says? Why are we catering to their rituals? Why don't do it for any other religion? Other major airports are also dealing with increased demands from Muslim cab drivers. Now, in Kansas City, and I didn't realize this, I knew there's a gob in a bunch. In Kansas City, there's 250 taxi cab drivers that operate in and out of the Kansas City airport. 70% of them are Mideastern heritage and practice their Islamic faith. Now, they go through a cleansing ritual here. Muslims are required to wash their feet before praying to Allah, and they do this five times a day. And the Muslim cab drivers say the public restroom sinks do not accommodate their needs. Floor-level basins make it easier for them to perform their foot-washing rituals, so Kansas City has built these foot-washing basins. Now, interestingly enough, some people that are head honchos at the Kansas City International Airport are lying about this, saying, hey, we're not doing this for the Muslims. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
As a long time.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Anyhow, Mark Vanloh, V-A-N-L-O-H, I guess I pronounced his name right, is the department director. And he originally told WorldNet Daily, he said the majority of our drivers are Muslim. We're talking about taxi cab drivers. So preventing them from praying at all was not an option, specifically in our public terminal restrooms. He's director of the Kansas City Aviation Department. He says this was the best solution, and those facilities were added without public money. The cab drivers are paying for the construction through a $1 per trip fee. Okay? Now, that has already been printed in WorldNet Daily. Here comes Joe McBriden. He also is supposedly a spokesman for the Kansas City Aviation Department. He told WorldNet Daily, he said, included were wash areas used for any wash purpose by any of the users. It could be used for filling car wash buckets. It was not built for the exclusive use of any ethnic group or culture. Now, why would he say that? Why would he say that? Why? I mean, they've already admitted, hey, they're doing it for the Muslims. The cab drivers themselves are paying for it. Then the other question one might have is, why doesn't the ACLU sue the Kansas City Airport? Shouldn't the ACLU call this catering to a religious group? I mean, what if they put up the Ten Commandments over the door of the terminal restrooms? Wouldn't ACLU be there with their attorneys and say, hey, you can't do that? Anyhow, that's what the deal is. Now, speaking of Kansas City and the airports, Kansas City is known for Kansas City Southern, KC Southern Railroads. Now, also, Kansas City is known for Richards Gebauer Air Force Base. When the Air Force Base was closed, and I can't remember what year it was, it's been quite a while, the city took over the property. It's 1,400 acres. Back when I was at Kansas City Stockyards back in the 60s, and I can't remember who the mayor was at that time, but he was a cut-up, a character. He was a fun guy. And he said, you know, I'm mayor over more cows than any other metropolitan mayor in the world, you know, because all that north of Kansas City, that, well, just like Richard Gebauer, is 1,400 acres. And a lot of that land was leased out to commission people and order buyers, et cetera, and there was cattle all over that country. But anyway, Kansas City, the city of Kansas City, took title to the 1,400-acre property, and then the Port Authority came along, and now they own this 1,400 acres. They are dealing with a company out of Chicago called CenterPoint Properties, and they want to put in a $200 million industrial park. And all that's going to be tied into, would you believe, the NAFTA Superhighway? Stay tuned.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Here at the Derry Brownfield Show, we get letters and emails nearly every day. We like to call them brag letters because they brag about something Derry done good, and like the song goes, you have to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. This letter is from Fred in Portland, Indiana. Fred says, I am an 85-year-old retired farmer and truck driver, and I'm sorry that I failed to subscribe to the Common Sense Chronicle years before I did. I look forward to receiving it and regret that more people don't read it. My investment in the subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is the most worthwhile investment I've made for some time. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Fred in Portland, Indiana. Thank you, Fred, for your kind words. You know, Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. To order, send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we have returned. Now, talking about Richard Gebauer Air Force Base there in Kansas City, it is now owned by the Port Authority of Kansas City. Remember, we have an inland port now in Kansas City. It's going to be turned over, and I don't know how much of this 14,000 acres. I'm sorry, it's 1,400 acres, not 14,000. 1,400 acres are going to be turned over to the Mexican government, but this will be eventually, and maybe it is now, I don't know, but it will be part of it, at least, be Mexican sovereign territory right there in Kansas City. Anyhow, the Port Authority is now working with CenterPoint Properties. They're out of Chicago. They're a real estate investment trust, and they want to turn this airport now into a $200 million industrial park. The park would serve an intermodal hub to be developed by Kansas City Southern. Now, Kansas City Southern, as I said, is a giant railroad. I don't know how far into Canada it goes or if it does, but I do know it goes pretty much across Mexico. They have a lot of tracks or a lot of rails in Mexico. And Kansas City Southern wants, of course, to use this NAFTA superhighway. You say, how can railroads run on a superhighway? Because that's part of the plan. There's going to be the thing's a quarter of a mile wide. It has four lanes of traffic going each direction, I believe it is, and then it has rails going north and south. So, anyway, CenterPoint anticipates building about 4 million square feet of warehouses. They say it will generate more than 3,000 jobs, and CenterPoint is the company that converted the old Joliet Arsenal outside of Chicago into a 7 million square foot industrial park on some 2,200 acres. So they've done this before. They did it over at Joliet, and they're planning on doing it in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, you know, women police should have different guns than male policemen. And it's because women have smaller hands than men have. And women police firearms officers risk accidental shootings because the weapons they use are too big for their hands. Inspector Liz Osley, a national coordinator for the British Association of Women in Police. I didn't know British cops carried guns. Bobbies on bicycles, 2x2, huh? They weren't supposed to have guns. The bobbies were not armed, were they? Well, they weren't until they took the guns away from the people, from the citizens, and now they got to be armed. It's too dangerous out there now that only the criminals have guns. It was all right when the citizens had them. You see how it works? Anyway, this inspector said that the guns were a problem for some of the 200 women firearms officers across England and Wales. There is a big problem there, because without guns, because women have smaller hands, they need smaller guns. When you look at the guns being used, the grips are not comfortable for the women to hold. So female cops note that the guns they shoot are too big, probably why the male chauvinist marketing department of Smith & Wesson designed the Lady Smith. They did that back in the 70s. They're the medium frame caliber with smaller grips, more relative muzzle weight. Anyway, something that women could use, and something that if you are a lady, perhaps you should have one in your purse.
In pink.
And what, Jeff?
In pink.
In pink?
Yes. Ladies like their guns in pink.
Really?
Sure.
See, you know so much more than I do, but then... That's why you do such a good job. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Gold price.